Who were some of the earliest athletes that UBC turned up?
Oh, some of the most prominent ones are the late Dal Grauer,
and in
lacrosse. He was on the Olympic lacrosse team, as I recall, and basketball. And Percy Williams was a student for just a short time here. He wasn't a graduate, you see.
Okay, I'm going to be edited out of this, so I can't really say anything to you. Could you just tell me what happened to the sports at UBC? How did it evolve?
And you want me to just start and talk now and tell you something about sports at UBC, right?
Not too long,
no.
But just what you can remember.
Well, I think we could start by saying that sports programs of intercollegiate or extramural sports, that's with other club sides and city teams and so on, has been an integral part of the UBC student experience since about 1915, when the university was a part of McGill University. And after the campus was established at Point Grey, it wasn't long before playing fields were built by the students, and then in 1929 the old gymnasium, which we now call the Women's Gymnasium, was established. And from that time on there have been good, outstanding teams in various sports, particularly rugby, soccer, basketball, and in more recent years we've had outstanding performers in sports such as rowing, skiing, track and field, English rugby, almost every sport that you can think of. Now we have had performers who have been on Olympic teams and who have distinguished themselves nationally and some even internationally. The late chancellor, a former chancellor of the university, Mr. Dal Grauer, was an outstanding athlete, as was also the Honorable Sherwood Lett, now deceased, a chancellor, who was very active in athletics as well as student affairs generally. Mr. Justice Lord, Judge Lord of the Supreme Court, is an outstanding individual as a performer on the athletic fields as well as in student life.
What did he do?
He was English rugby, particularly. And then in the 30s, one that comes to my mind, a very outstanding individual by the name of Howie McPhee.
Could we just stop for a second? I wonder if you're going to be banging up there.
Yes, Howie McPhee was one of the most outstanding young athletes that Canada's had, I think. Certainly one of UBC's most outstanding. He was a very brilliant English rugby player, a member of the Canadian Olympic sprint team at his time, one of the best sprinters in Canada. And for example, I recall one day he ran 120 yards for a try in English rugby. He took the ball in his own end zone and ran all the way back. There are things like this that come to mind. In the most recent years, of course, our rowers have, I think, achieved international fame, which exceeds that of any other university in the world, as far as I know. Some of the top rowers that come to my mind are Mark Lemieux and Don Arnold, John Leckie, who graduated and went on to Cambridge. Of course, not only made a reputation for himself here, but in Cambridge, where he and his American pal won the double sculls over in England. We even, if you'll pardon the expression, have some outstanding football players who have tried their hand at professional sport. One of our top scholastic athletes was Herb Capozzi, who is now the general manager of the British Columbia Lions. Bill Crawford, I think, has not yet graduated from the university, but he was in applied science and played football for Calgary. There are several others as well. I guess in ice hockey, our two most outstanding stars are boys who are just finishing up their degrees now. Ken Broderick, the Olympic hockey goalkeeper, and Barry McKenzie, one of the top defensive stars. We're not restricted just to football or basketball, the team sports. We've had fellows like John McLeod, Pat McGeer, Sandy Robertson, who've all been members of national or international teams. Pat McGeer, for example, was on the Canadian Olympic team in London in 1948.
What, doing?
Playing basketball.
Oh. And then won the Harlem against the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yes, it was when these boys were playing, Sandy Robertson and Ronnie Weber, Pat McGeer, Ole Backen, Harry Franklin, to name just a few, that we beat the Harlem Globetrotters over in the old gymnasium. We also have had some very good skiers from time to time. John Platt comes to my mind as one of Canada's outstanding skiers. In tennis, we still have a graduate who's playing pretty actively in the seniors, admittedly, Jim Bardsley, but his two sons now are amongst the top young players of the Canadian contingent. One of them is a student here. I think maybe the other boy is coming to UBC as well. One of our high jumpers, Steve Spencer, holds the Canadian record, and he was recently participating in Budapest at the student games. I didn't hear how he did. I don't think he won, or I would have heard. Now, do you want somebody else?
What about the women? Can you think of any, have there been any really famous women athletes in UBC's campus? I can't think of
any. Yeah, it would be a grievous oversight not to mention the women, of course, because we have had some very outstanding women stars, and I guess our first ones of national and international repute were the basketball players, who had ones like Rettie Tingley, and Claire Manton, Jean White, now Lois Fisher. In some cases, I don't remember the married names. Mrs. Fisher, that's her married name. She used to be Lois Turtelot. She and the ones that I've mentioned were on a team which went to Prague, where they won the World Championship Basketball. That was in 1928 or 1930, I guess it was. Now, at that time, the most famous basketball team in the world for women was the Edmonton Grads, and I must say that our girls were not on a par with the Edmonton Grads, but they were probably the next best team, and their record in Prague showed that. Then we have had a number of very good women athletes in field hockey and in basketball. I mentioned Jim Bardsley, his wife, was one of the top badminton and tennis players. Jean Eckert Bardsley, who is still participating, and she's no longer a really young undergraduate, of course. And I suppose in recent years, Miss Whitaker, Sharon Whitaker, has been in the top two or three in Canadian badminton. I think she won the women's championship two or three years ago. She's now teaching at the University of Toronto. We've had sprinters who have been very outstanding, have made the international teams, such as Heather Campbell.
How about Harry Jerome? Didn't he go here?
No, Harry Jerome didn't go to UBC.
No.
No, he went to the University of Oregon.
I thought he might have come here first.
No.
Okay, excuse me. Sorry.
Those are the most outstanding ones that come to my mind.
Mr. Osborne, is there anything you can think of that you'd like to talk about as vis-a-vis UBC and your anniversary?
Yes, I think that I would like to point out that UBC has had a very good record nationally and in some cases internationally in competitive athletics. But we're probably really more proud of our general student participation in what is popularly known as an intramural program or the club programs and this kind of thing. I think certainly I would like to mention that in recent years physical education has been established on the campus. We started right after the war in 1945 as a department, and in 1946 had the first degree program approved, and subsequently, about 5-6 years ago, we established the first master's degree in physical education in Canada. And so the School of Physical Education and Recreation has been making its contribution in the academic or professional sense, as well as in contributing in some measure to the preparation of high school teachers and coaches in the province.